producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We take a walk. The sun is shining down.
Yes, it is.
Burns my feet.
Well, not quite. It's raining here.
That's true. It's raining here, but in Florida, it's warm, sunny, 80 degrees. I think it was 87 yesterday in Palm Beach County. So we have good things there. It's usually warmer in at this time of year, anyway, in Florida than it is Southern California. For whatever the reason, it takes a lot longer for El Nino to get to Florida than it does to get to California. I think maybe that's...
We're more welcoming to the immigrants.
Yes, that could be. Yeah. All right, speaking of welcoming, story at DougStephan.com. The trending stories at DougStephan.com today focus on the fact that there was no winner for Powerball. All of us failed miserably in picking numbers.
I didn't because I didn't buy a ticket, so I'm super excited because now I'm really going to win.
Yeah.
They say it could get up to $1 billion.
Wow, $675 million is what they expect, but maybe, yeah, it could be up to those kind of numbers. How about it? Everybody buying a ticket again? That's what's going to happen. Everybody go out and buy. I bought I bought four tickets yesterday.
Yeah, I bought $5 worth.
Did you? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go swimming in my money vault.
Really? Good for you. The folks in Oregon are not happy about the militia occupation there. Most residents in that community held a meeting with the sheriff, said they did not condone the tactics of Mr. Bundy and his followers. And they don't like the armed takeover of the federal installation. Time for the group to go home. Is that, can they just go home, or are they going to get charged? If they walk out the door, they're going to get arrested. What happens?
They're going to get arrested.
They're going to get arrested. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they go to jail. Right?
Do you know why part of this is such an issue?
Why?
Because I guess in 2007, there were a group of, you know, enviro-terrorism or something, environmental terrorists would go around burning up, like, federal property. And it was a real issue. And so the government raised the penalty on all of those crimes to deal with those types of people. And here come these guys who are doing a controlled burn on their land, which is very acceptable. I mean, people in farming communities burn their land. Now, is it right? No. Should they get some kind of sentencing for it? Yeah, because they were burning federal property. But
you got a fine.
The sentence was so severe. I mean, that's why the judge threw it out and gave him a short sentence, because this was cruel and unusual to penalize someone for 5 years for it. But the reason those laws were changed is because of the environmental terrorists back in the early 2000s.
Yeah. It doesn't fit, though. It's not good. This is what these people are upset about, and they ought to be upset about it. Not the way for them to proclaim their feelings, although I am with them to a point, because I think we all ought to be allowed on land that we paid for. Federal government owns 40% of the open land in the West.
Yeah, but where's the line there?
Line for what?
Let's say I want to build a house on federal land that I paid for.
No. No, you go, but you ought to be able to go on it and hike and fish.
Yeah, the worst thing is when you see federal. No, but when you see federal land covered around by a chain link fence, I mean, that's ridiculous.
No trespassing. No.
This Area 51 is mine. I paid for it.
Yeah,
I want to go look at those UFOs.
I do. I want to go see what's there.
Me too.
Absolutely want to go with this. See absolutely what's there. Yep.
That could be Disney World. That.
Okay, Robert Durst. We seem to have failed miserably in getting people to understand or...
He's the jinx.
...want to know who he is. He's the person who was jinxed, perhaps. He has filed a motion to dismiss the $100 million lawsuit brought against him by the family of his first wife, Kathleen, who has been missing for, 10 years or more? How long has this woman been missing? And that's why
it's like 1982.
Has it been that long?
Years and years and years.
82. So he's in jail on something else, isn't he? Or is he in jail because of the wife? Isn't he? He was arrested last year.
For killing somebody else.
Oh! Somebody else. They haven't tied him to the wife yet.
Right.
No. He's got multiple people that he's been tied to.
So once a killer, always a killer. Is that it?
Well, he's a sociopath, I would imagine, right?
Well, I mean, you see how
a sociopath, right?
Some of these people get away with this stuff or try to get away with it. And you see it happen. There are a lot of people get ideas from TV shows, too, you know. I don't know that this guy did.
This guy didn't. He's a nut, I think.
Right. But there are people who do get these sort of ideas from television shows, and then there are calls to somehow censor this kind of, you know, there's a lot of people who want to get Law & Order SVU off the air because it's always talking about rapes and things. It gives people ideas. And there may be something to that, frankly. I mean, look at these nutbirds that have gone around and shot things up because they want to be well-known, and many of the police investigations have led them to conclude that the latest person who did it because the last guy who did it got to be so well-known.
You know,
okay, he did it. I'm doing it.
I watched the Smurfs, and I don't have any desire to live in a mushroom.
Millions of people watch these TV shows, and there's such a small percentage of these.
I'm just telling you what
sick
they
people
say.
People are sick people, and that I can watch a ton of TV shows. So can you, Doug, and Ken, and Rich. I mean, we can watch a lot of TV. We can probably play a lot of video games. And while that may desensitize us a little bit to violence, I don't think that creates the will to want to go out and murder people.
No. Well, let's hope not, anyway.
There's a couple of 100,000 crazy people in the world.
You think that's
Howard the
normal.
Duck. Howard the Duck did almost bring me to the brink.
Really? All right, Doctor, speaking of getting to the brink, Dr. Ken Kronaus, one of the medical experts on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, up next with his daily report on the big news coming from the world of medicine. That's here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen. Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water, or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning, and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Paid for by Bonner & Partners, an independent research firm.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
Bill has posted a free video that details everything you need to know at DollarDisaster11.com. Maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDisaster11.com. That's DollarDisaster11.com.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronaus here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program with a review of some of the important medical stories of the week. Brought to you by the folks who bring to you Super Beats. This is Clinton's Health. Why is there a focus on that, Dr. Ken?
Well, this is an interesting story. I think because of the lag time when she got back onto the stage with the last debate. And let's not make this political, but just let's talk about this because this is a little spooky. She has a history of passing out multiple times in her life. These are just the facts. And she
You're
has
married
all,
to Bill. You'd be passing out multiple times,
and
too.
And she also has a history of multiple blood clots. She had a leg clot in 1998. She had a lead clot in 2009. And in 2012, she passed out, hit her head, developed a blood clot in the brain. It's called a transverse sinus thrombosis. It's a very rare condition of a blood clot forming in the, they're called the venous sinus cavity surrounding the brain. These are the veins that sit on the inner surface of the skull. So Mrs. Clinton's concussion and blood clot may have progressed to this post-concussion syndrome, which can impact the ability to think and remember. This post-concussion syndrome patients, they have symptoms of persistent dizziness, complaints of memory difficulties, forgetfulness, loss of ability to focus on complex tasks or concepts, indecisiveness, depression, and anxiety. But the most important thing is she is right now on long-term Coumadin. Coumadin is this very potent blood thinner, and one of the relative contraindications that doctors think about when we prescribe Coumadin is you don't want a patient who passes out over and over, and she does. And this points out how concerning, how serious. Can you imagine the amount of meetings and thoughts that went into putting a patient long-term, permanently on Coumadin blood thinner when she has a history of recurrent syncope or passing out numerous times? Because when you're on this, you don't want to hit your head. You could have a catastrophe.
I didn't tell you this portion of the program brought to you by the Donald Trump for President campaign.
No, this is not. This is all medicine. This is not
politics. If she wasn't running for president, you wouldn't have told us that story.
Well, no, but this has great impact.
I understand. Yes.
I mean, I want to think of John Kennedy in 1959.
Right. All right. So the next question has to do with the flu. You and your flu vaccines, and who's getting the flu, and how bad is it this year, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Doug.
Yes,
regardless of what you think, the flu is far more dangerous. I'm going to put this on your forehead than the common cold. It can lead to death and hospitalization, even in healthy
people. I'm not taking it lightly. I just think that sometimes
in an average year in America, 36,000 people die from it, and more than 200,000 are hospitalized because of the flu. But the good news is, so far, this has been a very mild season. But it's too soon to know what kind of flu season we're in. The classic scenario is for the first flu cases to start to appear October and November, then the pace picks up in January, and it peaks in February or March, so we're not even near the peak. It's beginning to pick up. The viruses we're seeing in America and overseas, they look very much like the vaccine strains. Yes, Dr. Ken got the vaccine. Yes, Dr. Ken gave his daughter the vaccine, and it's not too late, and it takes 2 weeks before the vaccine will work, and that's why it's possible that you get the flu after you get the vaccine, but it is about 60% effective, and that's a pretty good vaccine.
You didn't ask Meredith and me if we wanted a flu vaccine shot.
Oh, I asked you. You started laughing.
She would have too. All right, New Year. Time to make those New Year's resolutions count. You want to start with a clean diet. You want to hit the gym a few times a week. You want to look and feel healthier. Most people do. That's why Dr. Ken recommends Super Beets. Tell us the story.
You can't be healthy unless you have the third important gas in the body, nitric oxide. This is based on Nobel Prize winning research. Many of your doctors have no idea about this. When I was in medical school, this wasn't even discovered. And in order to open up the gateway to the circulation, it's like a garage door opener for the circulation, the red blood cell, before it delivers the oxygen, has to deliver nitric oxide and allow the blood vessels to open from head to toe. It affects the immune system, the digestive system, the brain, the heart, and you have to continuously make nitric oxide or you won't have enough. You'll feel tired. Your immune system won't work well. Your blood pressure will be elevated, and there's just a wonderful way from this company to get the dietary nitrates, and Doug will tell you how to get it.
Kick off the new year with a shot of good health. Call now, 800-655-4183. For your first order of Super Beets, they'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry. Comes when you're ordering other items you get a regular supply of Super Beets, then you get a month free. It's a great deal. Get started. Take Ken's advice. 800-655-4183. Lots of other things go with it. The book, Beat the Odds. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Dr. Ken says, take them, get them now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still pull us hard at 23.
Let's go through the winners of the People's Choice Award last night from the music category, starting with Ed Sheeran, who was the winner of the Favorite Male Artist. I'll defer to you, Jennifer, and or Kenny as to who this fellow is and how he's doing.
He's a ginger that's taking over the world, Dougie.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's had many pop hits in the short time that he's been famous. What, maybe 2 years, Ken?
Yeah, the last year or two. Yeah.
All right, so good. He deserved this. This was a good choice on the People's Choice Award.
A good modern-day pop star, good. For sure.
Yeah.
All right, favorite female artist, no surprise here, Taylor Swift. So how close was it between her and Adele? One would wonder.
I don't know. When I think pop, I think Taylor Swift. Yeah. I mean, Adele's got a beautiful voice, but when you think poppy pop,
more.
It's
well,
Taylor.
But is it? But pop is, what's the? Is, you can't win unless you're a pop artist.
Plus,
and
also
People's Choice Awards. I mean, admit the
think
hell
about this. I mean, Adele's album just came out. Taylor Swift has had months.
Adele has been
off of her
as
album.
Popular for as long as Taylor Swift has been. I think. Maybe
her
not
album
as
just
popular.
Came out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, the new
may not, Adele may not even have been in the running.
Right.
Her album just came out.
Well, this is for the year, though, right? That's how it's
right.
For the year. Okay, got it. Favorite group in the music category at the People's Choice Award went to Fifth Harmony. Again, I defer to Kenny and Jennifer on this one.
I'll defer to Ken, too.
They're an a cappella group. They were on one of those singing... Sing It Up.
Really? Like
yeah.
The Voice, you mean? Show like that?
Yeah, except it's a bunch of a cappella groups.
I get it. Oh, that was the, but, it was
yeah,
the Voice.
The
it was
sing-off.
The sing-off. Yeah, that was
yeah,
good
the
show,
sing-off.
Actually. My favorite, no surprise here, favorite male country artist. I'm wondering if there's going to be all of his exposure on TV like The Voice.
Yeah, that's
Blake
exactly
Shelton.
What it
is. Is that what
not
it is?
That he's not a great country artist. I mean, he's awesome. He's one of the top.
But it's all the exposure.
But he blew up with The Voice.
Favorite female country artist winner, People's Choice Award, goes to Carrie Underwood.
This is the song that Carrie Underwood did with Blake Shelton's ex, Miranda Lambert.
Really? Are they friends still or not or what?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's Blake Shelton is with
Stefani.
Stefani. Okay. Okay, let's see. At the People's Choice Award last night, Favorite Country Group Award went to Lady Antebellum. Now, we were at a concert, the Kenny Rogers concert, and a lady was singing with Kenny Rogers, who claimed to be Lady Antebellum's mother.
So,
how is it that this is a country group if there's only one person who's Lady Antebellum?
No. Lady Antebellum, well, Lady Antebellum is a group of two boys and a girl.
And so the girl and Lady Antebellum
is
Lady
Hillary Scott is her name.
Her mother's name is Linda.
Linda Davis is a very popular country singer from the 80s. She did a duet with Reba McEntire. It was probably her biggest hit.
Yeah.
And she's the mother of Hillary Scott.
Okay, good. Let's see. What else we... Favorite hip-hop artist, Richie, went to Nicki Minaj. And favorite musical icon, Ms. Madonna. All these people are worth mentioning.
So weird.
Why is that weird?
Madonna's just become so weird.
Yeah, her live show is terrific.
Who else was in the running for this?
What, for pop icon? Musical icon? I don't know.
I mean, did she beat out McCartney?
Well, Madonna is an icon. I mean, you can't take that away. It's just her music has just changed so much.
Oh, she's changed a lot. Okay, 28 past the hour on Doug's Good Day program.
Tonight on NBC, Jennifer Lopez returns to television in a stunning new drama, Shades of Blue. And the critics are already raving. Addictive, sensational, worth the hype. Jennifer Lopez is outstanding. You can't take your eyes off Ray Liotta.
Are you now or have you ever been an informant for the FBI?
From Academy Award winner Barry Levinson, Jennifer Lopez and Ray Liotta star in Thursday night's newest must-see drama, Shades of Blue. Premiering tonight on NBC.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through Sunday. Don't miss it.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Sharon, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Count on me. I can count on you as long as you take your shoes and socks off.
Doug's trying to figure out his lotto numbers. So he's like, what's your birthday? Oh, no, let's go. Okay.
All right, 33 each. After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You're not nice to me. You won't get your share. That'll be the end of that. That's the way it's going to be. Yep. That'll be the way it is.
I love you, Mr. Steffen. You're my friend.
Yeah, right. You're my friend, Mr. Steffen.
You're my friend.
Ken Kessler is here. He's my friend. He's all of our friends. Jennifer Horn is here. So the president and his administration do not have friends in Canada. Seems like those folks who are putting the Trans-Canada pipeline together are not happy with the Obamaites and therefore have announced a rather large suit, a massive, described in some media stories as a massive suit, because the Obama administration rejected the Keystone XL pipeline. The Canadians say it was arbitrary and unjustified.
What a waste of time. Why not just wait a year until he's gone and do it again?
Yeah, right. Just wait till the next guy comes in. And Trump, he'd sign it. After he takes the oath of office, next thing he'll do is sign the decree for the Trans-Canada pipeline. Yep. Bing, bang, boom. Anyway.
So would Cruz, so would anybody.
Yeah, most of them would.
Hillary, Bernie Sanders, not so much.
Okay. The largest retail store, the largest big box traditional retail store in the country is Macy's. Everybody's familiar with the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and all the things that go with having a traditional big store selling clothing and furnishings and all kinds of stuff like that. But apparently, after Christmas, they've done a quick analysis of their 770 stores, and they're going to kick 40 of them out. Gonzo. So if you're a shopper at Macy's, you may want to look at the list that we have published at DougSteffen.com.
This is no surprise.
How so?
They crossed Donald Trump.
Yeah, I remember that.
They pulled the stuff out. Everybody's been boycotting since. Yeah, right. You just can't do it.
Really? You really think that's it? They're going to close the Macy's?
Yeah,
I just bought some pillows in the Westfield Century City Mall last week. They're going to close that store.
Better go back and get a closeout special.
I could have. Well, I'm thinking I could have saved some money. It was they weren't cheap, even though the bottom line was that the essence of what this discount on top of that discount on top of another discount was, it was still a couple hundred bucks for these pillows. So I'm thinking we could have had a big time saving some dough. The one in Hawaii is closing. Let's see, what else? What other normal? I'm really shocked that the one in Westfield is going to close. Enfield Square in Connecticut, that's a big store. Looking for the one near me. Akron, Ohio, Oklahoma City, Fort Worth.
I do not remember the last time I was in a department store in the mall.
A Macy's or any store.
Macy's,
what about
Penny's,
J.C. Penney's? What other stores are having trouble? How many stores did Penny's close last year?
I don't know how many.
What did they say to Donald Trump?
See, they were fine. That's why they haven't had to close.
Really? All right. Well, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? Here's another sign of the times. How soon will it be before your job is being done by a robot?
Mine's most of the way done by a robot.
Yeah, right.
Got that much further to go.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
So who's going to push the buttons?
That's it. That's all I need to do is push the buttons. Now we just need a robot to do that. Yeah. Everything else is done by the robot.
Right. Well, nobody's going to... How am I going to do a radio program as a robot? I am on the air today. So if you're planning a career or a career change, you might want to think about how automation could affect the job market in the near future. Advances in artificial intelligence will change a lot this week, this year. Massive implications for the labor market, my heavens. Can you imagine the potential? This is going to all of those of you, and I don't know if I take my hat off to you, because I think that wages ought to be paid as people earn and deserve a pay raise or better pay. But the government wants to, Bernie Sanders wants everybody to make $35 an hour or whatever it is. It is not healthy for the job market, because the more of this happening means the more robots are going to be used. And there's a list of 750 jobs that could be affected in the next 4 or 5 years. And some of them, I'm looking at the list, farming, fishing. Can you imagine they'll have robotic fishermen, people harvesting,
that'd be awesome.
Farming,
drinking their beer, spitting out their dip.
Right? Let's see here. Engine building, personal care and health care support. How would you use that? I suppose there's a lot of the things that... Isn't there... There's a robot used, there's a new kind of a robot that you can use to pull your teeth. You open up your mouth, the robot, there's some computer program that...
Why not? There's all kinds of robotic surgery.
Yeah.
Already.
Yep, that's right. All that stuff. I think they have heart surgery done by robots.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
So, but how would a robot take on a sales job? How could a robot... What are some of the things a robot can't do? Like, they can't do the radio program. They could maybe do the behind-the-scenes
stuff. They actually can do the radio
program. They can. Look at
they're not going to replace me. Who's going to have a robot that sounds like me?
Well, there was a couple years ago, there was a...
News
reader service that got a computer to write and read the news. Yeah. And they compared the robot to a live person and how fast they could write the news, how well they could read the news, and how well it came across to the listener when they read it. You could not tell it was a robot on the air.
Really?
Yeah. And, I mean, it was pretty good, but the one thing that they were missing was that human element.
Mm-hmm.
It was very robotic. I mean, it was very just the facts.
Yeah.
No human element.
All right, so here's something for... those who get manicures and pedicures often. Jennifer, how often do you get a mani and a pedi?
Every couple of weeks.
The overview of this
question
suggests...
How often do you get a mani and a pedi?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I haven't had a mani or a pedi for a while. I did get one. We went someplace. I forget where we went. But I remember having...
Ken, when was the last time you had a pedicure?
I'll let you know when that happens.
A manicure. I had a manicure for my birthday. Meredith brought me into a spa for my birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so you're taking a shot at me. I'm just going to keep going. Manicurists and pedicurists, for example, are 74% vulnerable to automation. I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't know. About
what,
that.
A manicure? Well, you can put yourself in a sort of a machine-like thing, couldn't you? Put your foot in some sort of a thing.
Cutting and sanding?
Yeah, rough. I know. I don't know if I would trust it either.
Well, I think we could find probably holes in any of this stuff that they say.
Find holes in your foot if you let the robot see your pedicure.
Right.
I don't know.
Here's the bottom line.
Yes, Rich.
Is if you run a cash register, look out. Your job's on the line.
Cash register.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Even cooking stuff. That's all robots now.
Really?
Okay.
Where?
Yeah, you could replace workers at McDonald's with robots.
They already are.
Well, that's not cooking anything. They're just putting stuff into a warmer. I'm talking about cooking at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
That's harder, yeah.
Or the Olive Garden or the local little Bella Costa restaurant here in Framingham. They're going to cook that stuff by...
Olive Garden would be easier.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Pasta. Because
all the same stuff, you mean, Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a formula.
Yeah.
Well... It sort of takes your breath away, though, in a minute or two when you think about it. If you give it a minute or two, what are all these people that are doing these jobs now going to do? Who's going to be? How are they going to make a living? Are there going to be new jobs that will be created so these people can have work? Or are you going to have massive unemployment?
Yeah, it's maintenance and getting smart and inventing the robots.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is, if the person who's running the cash register now at McDonald's can be retrained to build and maintain the robot that takes their job, that's their raise. There's your raise. You want a raise? Go build the robot that's going to take your job at the cash register.
You're protecting your son's interest by having him do what for his future?
My son?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
I don't understand. Well, I thought you got him some games or something to learn how to do
No. You're talking about the story.
Maneuvers?
He obviously has a PlayStation and a Wii that he plays games on. But
why do you say obviously? Most kids don't have it.
Most kids do. Yeah, most kids do. Yeah.
My kids don't have them.
Your kids are, they've aged out.
Your kids are members of ARP.
Right, yeah.
Excuse me.
But you're talking about the story when you were flying.
I'll be sure to pass that along to your friend Megan.
I'm right with them,
We're so flying my son's drone.
I'm not even a member of ARP, yeah.
I got a letter from the Neptune Society yesterday.
Neptune's Society wants to bury you at sea. You know, let me explain. Excuse me, Richie, for a second.
Over.
The Neptune Society is the society that goes around. If you don't have religious convictions or beliefs, and you don't want a service at the end of your life, and you're at hospice, they'll come around. And this happened because this is what Tony did. Tony, 45 minutes after she died, she was gone, and nobody ever saw her again. She went to the Neptune Society to be cremated, and that was it. End of story. And so you're getting, they're soliciting people?
Yes, I got a notification that I should sign up the earlier.
Good God.
Planning the better.
My heavens. That's pretty.
Yeah. So see, you know what? We may not have video games, but we've got Neptune Society paraphernalia.
Great. All right, Richie, what'd you start to say?
Gosh.
Forget.
No, you were talking about automation in my son.
Yeah. And
he was flying a drone one day in the park, and a Navy pilot got out of his truck and said, "That's going to be a valuable skill one day. Keep him at it."
Yeah, and so you said, "Yep."
The guy said, "I can't do it," and the Navy pilot said, "Neither can I. That's why it's going to be a valuable skill one day."
Uh huh.
The Navy is looking for kids who can do that kind of stuff.
All right. From the food kitchen, the folks at Panera Bread say they're getting rid of all artificial ingredients. Their menu no longer will have artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, or preservatives.
Didn't they do this a while ago?
Oh, everything.
They did it in part a while ago.
Now
you know
who's
behind all this?
No.
Vani Hari, the food babe.
Really?
The internet.
She related to Mata Hari?
She is, as a matter of fact, daughter.
Uh-huh.
But she was the one who got a Subway to take the plastics out of their bread.
Yep.
And she is an internet sensation. She is huge.
Really?
On Periscope, Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff. And she goes to different restaurants and exposes some of the ingredients in their foods and just lets the whole world know, lets her whole following know.
So here is how we cap this conversation about food, letting the world know what's going on. According to a story that comes from good sources from today's show at DougStephan.com. The hamburger you buy at Walmart has wood in it.
Of course it does.
Sam's Choice Black Angus Patties, all of them produced in late November and early December, have, may have, I guess that's the fair way of saying it, Kenny, right? Although some of the inspections that have been done by the meat supplier have shown that there was wood in the hamburger.
That's what Taco Bell did, remember?
Right, same stuff? With the wood in it?
The beef in their tacos, it was only like 34% actual meat.
Yeah.
The rest was filler.
No, but I'm talking about...
No,
I don't think that's what they're suggesting here. No, I think they're suggesting it's not filler, but somehow or other some wood got into the hamburger. I don't think they're using it as filler, Kenny. That isn't what I get out of this.
I don't think they're using it intentionally as filler.
No.
There's a mishap
Taco Bell
at the factory.
Was.
Yeah, right. Taco Bell was using it as a filler.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Great. All right. There it is, the food warning for the day. Danger, danger, boys and girls. 47 past the hour on Good Day.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030. Paid for by Bonner & Partners, an independent research firm.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
Bill has posted a free video that details everything you need to know at DollarDisaster11.com. Maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDisaster11.com. That's DollarDisaster11.com.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We love the state of California. Family there trying to track down the author of a 28-year-old message that was discovered in a bottle by their 5-year-old son. That's kind of cool, right? Those little messages in the bottle
cool.
thing.
I like that.
Check that story out at DougStephan.com. 51 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret, earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I've got a major problem, okay? My fiancé was kidnapped and taken to Hawaii. I've got to get there now.
Well, I'm trying to make arrangements to get to Milwaukee for my nephew Douglas's wedding on the 21st.
You're not even flying today? I need a listing for a Tommy Corman or a T. Corman in Kauai. Where in Kauai? I have no idea. What, there's sections of Kauai? Well, no, not off the top of my head. What about near where Don Ho or Jack Lord lives? That must be a pretty good neighborhood. Do you know what Springfish is? It's like unbeatable.
Like unbeatable is not unbeatable.
Hey, I know that now.
He was really funny.
Honeymoon in Vegas. Nicolas Cage starring that. 52 years old today, he is. Song bringing us into it is the version by Bruce Springsteen of Viva Las Vegas. I wonder out loud why they didn't use the Elvis version.
They had rock stars doing all Elvis songs in this movie. Yeah. They were all covers.
Didn't Cage play an Elvis impersonator in a Las Vegas movie? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. Was that before or after Honeymoon in Vegas?
That was part of this movie.
It was?
No, but he did something else.
He was one of the skydiving Elvises.
Oh, right. That's true. But was there another movie, or was that just the one I'm thinking of?
I'm thinking of another one, too.
Yeah.
But I can't remember what it was.
All right, so you're going to help. Thank you. 55 past the hour. The winner of the People's Choice Awards in the movie category is coming up next year. Movie Moments on Good Day.
Following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program. or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
All right, Jen, any surprises here? Looks like the favorite movie in the movie categories at the People's Choice Award last night, Furious 7. That's no surprise, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty expected. That franchise, huge, totally successful, and Paul Walker's last movie, so I think that was...
Next year it'll be Star
Wars.
Big
one. Yeah. Yeah, oh, definitely. 100%. Favorite movie actor was Channing Tatum. Again, yep. pretty standard. Favorite movie actress, Sandra Bullock. Uh-huh. Again, really likable. I don't know if... she did have a movie out this year. I saw it, The Secret in Their Eyes, so...
Well, there was another... She was in that movie... about the campaign in South America.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Favorite action movie actor went to Chris Hemsworth, and favorite action movie actress Shailene Woodley. She's become very popular over the last couple of years.
Who's she?
What was she in? The Truth in Our Stars. Was that right, Ken?
I don't know her.
Is that her big breakout hit? Favorite comedic movie was Pitch Perfect 2. Your favorite guy, Kevin Hart. Favorite comedic movie actor, Dougie.
Winner, yeah.
Melissa McCarthy, favorite comedic movie actress. The Martian for favorite drama movie.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Johnny Depp, Dakota Johnson picking up awards, too, for dramatic movie actor and actress.
Good. That's not bad. Everything there is A-OK. There's a study that has been done about what happens when you watch a scary movie. Literally, it can curdle your blood. The study finds watching a frightening movie lifts the level of protein factor 8, which contributes to blood clotting. So that may be the problem with Mrs. Clinton. She's watching too many scary films, and the blood-curdling horror films are causing people to get sick. A study by doctors in several hospitals in Europe. Say if you watched a horror film or something that was frightening, it would affect not only your blood levels, but how your digestion works, all kinds of things. So this is, should you be surprised with that or not? It doesn't seem too surprising to me. I don't watch these things. Horror, bad for your health. You could die watching.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.